knows, he feels hurt. The bear is a human being. He's not an animal. And the Swede or any of these Christian nations, they're not animals. They know it feels hurt. They say, this is not right. And so what can I do? God gave Palestine to the Jews. What can I do? That's his problem. So now you have to help him. To say, look, you have been brainwashed, brother, uncle. Sir, you have been brainwashed. Let us see the claim, your title deed, giving Palestine to the Jews. Let us have a look. So he produces. After this meeting, what do you expect? One would expect that the boss will fire me, no? My Jewish boss. I had him tied up in knots. He'll fire me. From the following day, I become Mr. Didat. Previously, Didat! Didat! No, Mr. Didat. Good morning, Mr. Didat. Good afternoon, Mr. Didat. Good evening, Mr. Didat. And he tells the others in the business, hey, that guy there, he says, I'm a dispatch clerk, receiving, sending furniture. Not a very high job. But now I begin to say that guy there, he seems to know something, and he is well informed. So he tells it to the other Jews. I'm passing through one of the departments, the clothing section, it was a big firm. So one of the managers, Mr. Baynard by name, he calls me and says, Didat! Yes. I say, you know, he says, you seem to have, you know, woven a magic aura around Mr. Bear, that you can't do that to me. Mm-hmm. Says, you know, as for Ishmael, he was a bastard. But that's a Jew. That's a real Jew. Ishmael, he said, he's a bastard. Now, in the firm business time, you can't argue a debate. So I said, look, Mr. Baynard, why don't you come home and, you know, have dinner with us, you and your wife, you know, we will talk. He said, you can't do to me what you did to Mr. B. I said, who's talking about doing anything? So every time I pass there, Mr. Baynard, you know, I spoke to my wife, and my wife is looking forward to your visit with your wife, you know, and your friends, please do come. And again, Mr. Baynard, you know, my wife, you know, she's asking, when are you going to come? It's all lies. So eventually I persuaded Mr. and Mrs. Baynard, Mr. and Mrs. Peel, and then Mr. Thompson, five people. One Jewish couple and three Christians. They come. Same treatment. The food, visit to the mosque. Wallah, there's nothing better than the masjid. Take them to the masjid. Show them how we pray. Explain to them what you're doing. There is no better place. But we are keeping the people out. And he said, look, it's time for prayer. If you're working with us. He said, look, one day, if you'd like to come and see how we pray, sir, you know, he said, as if by royal command performance, especially done for you, sir, but it's not so. But you watch the Muslim at prayer, and if you have any questions, I'll answer. And your fellow workers, take them in. Your neighbor, take them to the mosque. And then say, look, come and have something to eat with us. Shh. There is no better way to get into the heart of a man than through his stomach. And we have good stuff like here. The food that we eat. I'm talking especially about the Pakistanis. The Pakistanis. Now the Arab Muslim feel that I'm not a racist. But my tongue is a racist. I can't tell you. Meaning the taste. So I get it. I'm taking it. The same performance, I bring him back. Bajas and samosas and tea. So I start. I said, Mr. Baynard, you remember you told me in the shop that Ishmael was a bastard. He said, yes. So you still stand by that? All the bajas and samosas didn't have a thing. He said, yes, I still stand by that. I said, okay. What now? Pull out the knife? The knife of the intellect. You must use the intellect. That will be charged for murder, and you would have seen here now be hanging on the wall. So I said, Mr. Baynard, tell me now, according to Judaism, your religion, which is preferable for a man to get child from his own sister, commit incest with your own sister and beget a child, or with a born woman, a slave woman, an African woman, a negress, whatever. Whatever you think Hagar was, actually she was a princess of Egypt, Bibi Hajra. But whatever your poisoned mind thinks, she was a negress, she was a slave woman, a born woman, whatever. Between the two, your own sister to produce children from, or this negress to produce children from, which is better, according to your religion. So no, the negress is preferable. That's right. Well, that's the right answer. I said, according to genetics, eugenics, inbreeding, which is better for a man to produce children from his own sister or from a slave woman, a born woman? He said, no, the born woman is preferable. I said, according to your common sense between these two, which is preferable? Again, he says, this born woman is preferable. So that answers are correct. So open the book. Book of Genesis. First book of the Bible. First book of the so-called Torah. So-called Torah. Abraham is in Egypt. Egypt or somewhere else. And the fellow of the time, he sees Sarah, beautiful girl, the beautiful woman, the Hebrew woman. So he says, what is this woman to you? So he says, she is my sister. So I send her in, into the harem. The prerogative of kings. People believe that the king has a right to take your mother, your sister, your wife, your daughter, anything, everything. Everything belongs to him. He says, this is your sister? So yeah, I want her. Send her in. So he sent her in. And whole night, the Bible says, he tried to come right with her, but I don't know what went wrong. She couldn't come right. So the Bible says, frustrated. He never failed in his life before with any woman. Now he failed with Sarah, according to the book. So he calls Abraham again the next morning. He said, this woman, what is she to you? You know, because on account of her, I had a restless night. I couldn't sleep all night. He said, no, she is my wife. He said, why did you lie to me? If I had known that she is the wife of a prophet, I wouldn't have tried to do what I did or tried to do. Why did you lie to me? So the book records, his Torah says, he says, no, I didn't lie to you. For indeed she is my sister, bila shak, without doubt. She is my sister, of the same father, but different mother. Different mother, but same father. His father said, this is a sister. Indeed, without doubt, she is my sister. Of the same father, but different mother. So, I said, if Ishmael is a bastard, Isaac is a greater bastard. Astaghfirullah. This is not our language. This is what you are, the language that you use. The things that you are throwing at me, I have a right to throw it back. Ishmael loves us that. So don't hit him harder than he hits you. He hit me, Sanasana turned the tables. If Ishmael is a bastard because he's son of a born woman, then according to Judaism, according to eugenics, according to your common sense, Isaac is a greater bastard. That is your progeny, you, the whole lot of you now. So, Allah, there is no better way to argue and to debate than to use the enemy's own weapons. And this is what I'm trying to share with you all. Tonight and the nights went by and in the future. I said, get these books of mine. They are available there in the foyer. Get these books and use them as weapons of defense and attack. These books, you read them and you arm yourself. Watch them. And it opens up doors for you to talk. How do you start? The book gives you how to start doing dawah. With these words, Mr. Chairman, and my dear brothers and sisters, I'm very, very good.